such as go to the beaches and just enjoy, again, the warmer climate and the jungles of Ubud. And
Louise Saunders.
Such as go to the beaches and just enjoy, again, the warmer climate and the jungles of Ubud. And
yes. We're in that warm territory again, aren't we?
We're going there.
Well, the other way to go, of course, is across the Tasman to our friends over in New Zealand, now that we're heading into winter, do a lot of Australians go there for the skiing?
Lots do. It's actually more affordable with the exchange rate and the prices that they charge in ski resorts compared to our Australian ski resorts. The ski hire is cheaper, the clothes hire, everything, including the lift tickets. And you can get amazing packages too. So you can do a family ski holiday probably for about $1,000 to $800 each, you know.
And you can probably get a deal where you've got everything over there, so you don't need to buy your own gear to take.
Right. You don't no need to pay excess baggage when you're traveling, perhaps on a budget airline or
exactly. Do the budget airlines fly? Their budget airline prices to New Zealand.
So there are. There's Jetstar, but also there's Emirates and Air New Zealand, and they're all very competitive.
And they fly into both islands.
They do fly into both islands. Yeah. But, of course, the best ski holiday is in the south. Because of the population in the south, there is a good ski resort in the north, but because it's so close to Auckland, that gets packed out like our Thredbo.
Down south, I mean, it's a beautiful country. I know people who visit in summer for the bushwalking and winter for the skiing. Are there lots of resorts?
There are. So you've got Mount Hutt, which is the first one you come across, which is in the tiny little ski village of Methven. Then you have Queenstown, which has all those other adventure-packed activities such as bungee jumping and
which started in New Zealand, I think,
didn't
it?
Yes, it did. That's right. Mm. So lots of adventure activities included, as well as their Coronet Peak, the skiing there, and some beautiful mountains to climb if you are into mountain climbing, some spectacular sunsets and sunrises in amongst the snow. And then if the snow is not falling on Coronet Peak, you can go to Wanaka, and that's a gorgeous little ski village as well.
Okay. So like, I guess, a lot of places with different resorts, you can pick the right one for yourself. So you can pick the one that's for your family and probably lots of kids around and the other that might be more high-end.
Yes. So there is the other one that is Cardrona, and that is very good for beginner skiers.
Oh, good. Or they've never done this before, what am I doing here kind of skiers. When does their season start? In Australia, of course, we wait for that June long weekend and hope the snow will fall. How does it work in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same with New Zealand, except they seem to always have a fantastic extended period. And so to go in the September school holidays, you can still get some spring skiing and ski in your T-shirt.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. If you want to do that, you think you know you want to go, but you're relying on the weather, is that the kind of thing, if you do leave it to the last moment, can you still get some good deals generally?
You can squeeze them in, but it's best to
plan.
There's early bird specials on at the moment, for example,
We tend to think of staying within a few hours of Australia if we want the budget holidays, but I note that South Africa can also be a budget, can it?
It can, because of the rate of exchange with the South African rand. So you can go out to dinner and splurge and eat as much as you possibly can fit in, and it will still be $40. You know, it's very affordable. The accommodation is fantastic. Of course, they are in compounds. You've got to get used to the fact that there's still a little bit of racial tension in that area. For example, if you do a fly drive holiday, you don't pull over if anyone's signalling you to pull over. You keep on driving.
There's a few factors
like that, but really affordable, beautiful. Cape Town, superb. Durban has its aqua marine centre, and you can go diving with the sharks. Johannesburg has the fantastic visit you can do down to Soweto, and beautiful countryside. But getting further out, and I know that lots of people perceive the game parks to be an unaffordable thing, but there are affordable game parks that are just beautiful, and you can see the Big Five.
Can you get reasonable airfares to South Africa? It's a long way away.
You definitely can. The average airfare, I would say, would be about $2,500, but quite often you can get something as cheap as $1,500.
So, again, planning ahead.
Yes.
With me is Jane Johnston. She's a travel agent. She owns Travel With A Cause. A lot of people do, of course, deal through travel agents and can get the packages put together. A lot of people are trying to seek out a bargain on the internet.
Yes.
We hope that goes well for them. It doesn't. Always.
No.
Any professional tips on how you know you might be in the right place to deal with, or you might just be better off getting out of there?
Well, if it sounds too good to be true, then you just double check that it's a reliable website. And you cannot always tell. They can put up false TripAdvisor things saying this is a fantastic 5-star experience. Take your credit card details and the company doesn't exist. So there's those sort of nightmares. The other nightmares are when you actually are planning for yourself and you get the dates mixed up. You have no one, you have no source of contact, you have no recourse. It's just a non-refundable thing that happens.
Mm.
Whereas a travel agent can go in batting for you. And we have relationships with the airlines and we know who to call and how to get things sorted out. And we also have wholesalers that we know are reliable and that we can have recourse with. And so if the accommodation is not up to par, and especially if we're talking about budget holidays, these places could be crawling with cockroaches and have mold in the...
Yes, pictures can lie, can't they?
Yes.
I've seen those on the internet of this is the pool we were promised and this is the reality of what it looked like.
Yes, yeah. So it's buyer beware. But there are new deals that sound unbelievable but are legit. For example, there's a online company that we also deal with if you want a travel agent's face that have 2 for $999 ex-Melbourne for 12 days in China. And
so that does sound too good to be true, doesn't it?
That was a company I went to visit in Byron Bay.
Mm.
They started up with 6 people 3 years ago. Now there's 125 of them, and they buy in bulk. So again, sometimes you don't know what the airline is that you're flying on until a month prior. But there's group travel, and that's how they get it down.
You need to do your homework, don't you? That's basically. Do you have consumer protection if you buy through the internet?
No, you don't. But you do when you do through a travel agent, because there's an overreaching body that's called ATAS, which is the Australian Travel Agents Association. And if they're ATAS accredited, then they're rigid, and you'll get your money back if something goes pear-shaped.